Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. You look so happy.
Okay, I'm really happy because, first of all, I really did miss recording last week. I really hope you enjoyed our replay week. You know, we try not to do them too much. We really enjoy doing a live show for you, like a very current show every single week. But Jen and I really were very thoughtful. It took us like way longer than you think to select those, to curate, my least favorite word, to curate those two episodes.
I'm so grateful that we have such a cool backlog of interviews to work from. I was like looking through some of these people and just watching the careers of some of the people we've had on the show. It was exciting. So we hope you liked Caroline Hirons and Michelle Wong of Lab Muffin. But now it's me and Jess and we're back in
We are back in the stew, the virtual stew still. All right, so something very big is going on in my life. I'm happy. It is a positive thing, really positive. Jeff and I and Little Lake and Farina, oh my God, Farina's not going to know what hit her. We are moving. So we're not moving very far. We're moving across the river to Hoboken. Yes, we're going back to New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey, for those who don't know. I have to tell you, we could talk about this for like hours. So I'm not going to take you to my therapy session. It is a very big mental thing for me to be going back to New Jersey. I really love living in New York. I've spent most of my post-college life, like 3 weeks after school, I was like in New York, could not wait to be here.
She untied her friendly's apron.
Yes, I threw it, just tossed it anywhere. It went off camera, off screen. And I was in New York and I really thought that this is like where I was going to die. But the realities are we have a, you know, very mobile toddler and we have a lot of stuff and we got a lot of beauty products between Jeff and I. He works, as a lot of you guys know, in product development and we need the space. So we found a great space and I'm so excited to record from our new New Jersey, I was about to say compound.
Satellite studio.
Yeah, satellite studio. No, it's a 2-bedroom. And I'm so excited. So this is really major, but I need you guys to bear with me because there may be like a day or two where I'm not recording and maybe Jen has
I might have some guests on just over the next, you know, you guys know we'll be here for you for the long run though.
It's so just going to be chaos.
A little volatility.
You know, they say,
can I say who else is really happy about this move?
Wait, who?
Our sound engineer.
Oh yeah.
Red.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's not going to be Fast and the Furious outside.
And summer's coming up. I just have to say this before we get into the show. Jess records from her living room with the window literally is above the entrance to the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yes. It's, now I'm going to be able to give you my, because I don't want to give like stalkers my cross
streets. With her window closed, we can hear the traffic.
Yeah, it's like 34th and I'm still not comfortable giving my exact cross streets, but it's like 34th and very close to the Lincoln Tunnel. I'm on a very low floor. And it is the Fast and the Furious because also if you, New Yorkers, maybe you follow this, like ever since the pandemic, we have a real like drag racing problem. Like even during the day, people are...
Red sometimes will message me when I put the audio files together and I'm editing with him. And
oh
he's
my
like,
God.
What was going on? And I was like, dude, it's New York. He lives out in LA, so he's just not used to the noise.
Oh my God.
You guys have been through it with us through this whole year of craziness. And if you've heard that, just know... In the next 2 weeks or so, our sound quality is going to get even better. I love it.
It's going to be bird song.
I'm excited for you. And I want to hear about the move. And we'll talk about your new bathroom setup and your vanity and get beauty on it. but let's, before we set up your whole bathroom, which is like the fun part for me, let's do this show.
You're doing
the beauty news. And I'm so excited that we have a lot to catch up on that we have not talked about. And then I'm going to talk about droopy eyelids. Some fixes for that, some non-surgical fixes that are new, some makeup fixes, what happens with droopy eyelids. It's not just an age thing. It can happen to anyone at any age. So we'll talk about that, and then we'll raise a wand, and then we'll send Jess off to pack some boxes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's I'm not looking forward to that. I'll tell you that. Okay, beauty news. Okay, we haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. I have been hoarding items, and I have to tell you, I'm really excited about this lineup. Now, Jen, I knew this would happen. Doctors and TikTok, medical professionals and TikTok, some of them can handle it. A couple of them? No. Okay, it's a
what
recipe,
happened?
Recipe for disaster. Dr. Karen Trisoglia, forgive me if I'm mispronouncing them, I'm sure I am, Garcia, she has 645,000 followers on TikTok, okay? She had her medical license suspended by the Regional Medical Board of Sao Paulo for sharing videos of her patient's skin. That's as disgusting as it sounds. This is like an episode of Nip Tuck for 2021, okay? More disturbing, according to The Sun, some of the videos were accompanied by captions that said things like, this is the breast, this is the underarm fat, this is today's trophy. Now, I watched these videos.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't, I can't.
She didn't black out her patient's eyes or?
No. She had the skin as if it were like, you know.
Oh, that she had taken off
as if
from
it were
like
a
fat
product.
Remark.
Yeah, as if, okay.
Like Hannibal Lecter?
Yes. Or, as if she was an influencer and it was like, here's the mascara, here's the new.
Oh, that's so weird.
It was so inhuman. It was disgusting. It was, she had a big smiling face.
What an invasion of privacy.
It was an invasion of privacy, but it was just so disgusting. It's like, if this is a person who cares for other people, this is a person who is, you trust, you know, there should be an implicit, you know, like a trust between you and the doctor. And the person, the idea that this person is having a whale of a time, like taking your skin, your breast, your tissue,
and
broadcasting it out to 500,000 followers, and with, you know, rap music in the background, and she's wearing, I watched this, you know, fake holographic sunglasses, and
this is a parody. This is like we were joking around about dancing derms on TikTok, and said, when does it reach parody level? If I had seen that, I would have thought it was a parody, and she was for real.
She was for real. This is a person who went to medical school and like is taught to care for others. I don't care if she's a cosmetic surgeon. Like she was trained to care for others. So It was super gross. I saw the video on the internet. Like, it's taken off her TikTok, but maybe you can still find it on the internet. But it's blurred out. All the gross fat stuff is blurred out, thank God. But it's really disturbing. It's not funny. It's really disturbing. So she has had her license suspended, as I said. If she's found guilty, she will lose her medical license. I don't want to say, I'm not judge, jury, and executioner, but like, I'm really uncomfortable with this. I hope if she does get her license back, I really hope that she's learned a very hard lesson. I'll say, I would never go see this person. So, I'm hoping maybe I am judge. I'm hoping that she has to go do some charity work.
Be a warning to everyone. Remember, we're talking about medical procedures here.
Exactly.
Love you, TikTok.
So speaking of TikTok, I noticed that, you know, there's a lot of overlining, lip lining on TikTok.
Yes.
Like, that's a really hot trend.
We should just say overlining is when you outline the very, just outside of the vermilion edge of your lip for that fuller look.
Exactly. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
So lip liner is back. I kind of love it as my lip line is like eroding with age. We talked to Jane Fonda about it. She says it's absolutely necessary.
She called it a gravelly road.
Right. That was my favorite part of the interview by far. But I would love to know what Jane Fonda has to say about, quote, lip wings. Maybe it's hashtag lip wings. That's what I started saying. Hashtag lip wings. So that is the term for overlining the outer corners of the lips and also creating an upward flick around like the kind of Cupid's bow.
Like Joker. I picture like a very...
Totally.
I was like, how do we explain this on audio? And I pictured Joker, but not that big.
Yeah, modified baby Joker. Baby Joker. It's a little eerie looking. It's a little kind of...
It's like a cat eye on the outer corner of your lips.
Totally. It's kind of... I was about to say the word like sadistic. It's not sadistic. It's like a little...
Smirky.
A little like... Yeah, you're like a little bit of a character. And the character is mischievous. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think that's the goal with this trick. I think it's supposed to give like an uplifting effect to the mouth.
Exactly. Well, I was reading about it and watching all these videos. And the journalists who were writing about it made a comparison. Well, they were saying this is very like, late 90s, early 2000s. And they said that it's kind of an homage to Bratz dolls. Now, I was too old to play with Bratz dolls, but it definitely looks like a Bratz dolls.
My reference went back 10 years before that with the Joker. But yeah, Bratz dolls.
Well, the Joker is hot right now. I mean, the Joker is timeless. I mean, they reinvent the Joker every 10 years. It's a different guy. But it's Joker. It's Bratz dolls.
Lip wings.
Probably not for me. But I probably am going to try it in the privacy of my own bathroom and see if it does anything for me. So... check it out. Just
thanks for the trend update, Jess. I like that.
Yeah. So the next story, I'm pretty close to because I actually reported on it and I wanted to make sure that I reported on it here too, just because I'm really into it. So you can now pay for Botox with Bitcoin, or at least with some practitioners.
Man, I wish I had some Bitcoin.
I know, me too. At first I didn't understand.
Do you know how much that has gone up in value over the last 10 years?
Oh, I ignored this whole story. I was like, Bitcoin, Schmitcoin, like... I was picturing like Hanukkah gelt when I was like, heard about Bitcoin the first time. And I was just like, what is it? Then I thought it was like a game piece.
It's cryptocurrency, everyone.
Totally into this whole story. I'm so fascinated the more I spoke to doctors about this. And then the doctors actually explained it. Like, it's like, I speak derm. I don't speak like tech bro. So I totally understand it now, or as much as I think I need to. So people are buying Bitcoin. This is like really broad strokes, so do not look to me to be your like crypto, expert, obviously.
Wrong podcast.
But, exactly. Wrong podcast, big time. Turn around. But a lot of plastic surgeons and dermatologist patients have Bitcoin. And with this extra money that they have, the derms and plastic surgeons are like, hey, I should start accepting it. And it's not just because like they have like wealthy clients, but what's really interesting about Bitcoin here or all kinds of cryptocurrency is that this patient can pay for their services without dipping into their cash. So it is traceless. So maybe their spouse or their family doesn't know that they want a little nip tuck. thought that was really interesting. You know, and it's not touching their children's college funds. It's not touching their retirement accounts. It's this extra pocket of money. Yeah. Also, I thought this was the most interesting. It's also reaching a new type of patient who maybe doesn't have the most high-paying job. Maybe they work in tech, but they're not a tech billionaire. They're not somebody—
I mean, if they have— it depends on the cryptocurrency, but if they have Bitcoin, these doctors are no dummies. They'll take your Bitcoin right now. In a year, that'll be probably worth three times as much.
Well, one of the doctors, this was really interesting, Dr. Dara Liotta, she said that, like, this is, and this is no, like, she wasn't dissing this kind of patient, but she's like, I have a patient who, like, lives, you know, not on Park Avenue. They're like a cool tech guy. They live in Brooklyn. They don't have a ton of disposable income. They live in like a studio apartment. They work in tech, but they're not making, you know, $1 million a year. Yeah. But now they got in on Bitcoin early. They have a fat Bitcoin wallet, but they're not the kind of client patient that comes in normally and is like, you know, splashing out $50,000 a year on services. But yeah. Now suddenly they have a lot of Bitcoin money. So yeah. They're a newer kind of patient. So they want to cater to this patient who has the Bitcoin money, but maybe not the fast cash. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So I picture all these Silicon Valley bros now getting like all of a sudden looking 10 years younger.
Right.
Which already sort of was happening out there anyway. They're like the new Miami trophy wife is the Silicon Valley tech bro.
Right. So their bank balance, their cash balance might not be that high, but their Bitcoin wallet is really fat. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. But then also a lot of the derms want to start accepting crypto because they don't have to pay the transaction fees that they pay to Amex, Visa, Discover. And 3% or whatever it is a hell of a lot when you're talking about 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 on a daily basis. So they're super excited. And the coolest thing I want to tell you, some of the derms have DM'd me after I posted this. And they're like, oh, I take this too. I think some of them wanted to be like, why didn't you include me in the story?
Yeah.
And then one of the derms told me 2 days later, they're starting to accept it after the story.
Look at that, Jessica Matlin influencing the influencers.
I was like, am I a tech influencer? Oh my God. Okay. So probably not. But I had my moment for 5 minutes. Okay. So moving on, sunscreen news. So this will save you some aggravation at the airport. The TSA made an announcement.
In the USA.
Thank you. So TSA made an announcement a couple of weeks ago. They said that they were going to allow full-size SPFs on airplanes, deeming it a medical, product. Of course, we can't have nice things. They have totally rescinded that. They put out a statement saying that, you cannot bring anything like a product that's over 3.4 ounces. So I just want to let you guys know.
I have to tell you from the beginning, ever since the TSA changed the law and it was 3 ounce cap, I have had an issue with the sunscreen. Some sunscreen companies, because I like a continuous spray aerosol, and it's very hard to find a 3 ounce and under continuous spray aerosol.
Yeah, good luck.
And then if you're going on a trip for a week, you're not going to ship it there. And then if you're going, the places I travel are like trekking kind of places and out in the wilderness, they don't have freaking copper tone for sale. Yeah. I was so excited about this news. And then it's not true.
I wonder why I don't know what they're scared of. Like, I genuinely don't know what their reasoning is.
I mean, it's still in response to like terrorism in the airports. And they're like, what liquid could you have in an aerosol can that we wouldn't know about? But honestly, you're right. A lot of people need it. Everybody needs it as a medical necessity.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to like die on the sword. This is not my new cause that I'm going to take up.
Yeah.
I can start a movement. But thank you for clarifying that because it is confusing.
Yeah, very confusing. Okay. I want to talk about Dove's newest campaign. They just launched a new campaign encouraging adults to have the selfie talk with young people in their lives. It's part of the Dove Self-Esteem Project. Now, Lizzo is actually partnered with them, so I thought that was a great PR move. At first, I was like, what's the selfie project? I thought it was a little vague at first, and then once I heard about it, I am so excited about this. I love this. Basically, it's according to Dove's research, we know they'd go hard on their research for big campaigns like this. 80% of girls have used a filter or photo editing app to change their appearance by the time they turn 13. That is so depressing. And girls who distort their photos are more likely to have low body self-esteem, 57%, compared to those who don't distort their photos at all. I'm so glad I grew up before all of this. distortion, because I think it's hard enough as an adult woman, like with all this, you know, imagery and distortion and what do you look like staring at your face all day on the screen. Lizzo is working with Dove on this campaign because she said, she's had her image commented on a lot, and she's a great person for the whole body positivity movement. But she said that people are really struggling to, sorry, I have to turn the page. I want to make sure I get her quote right, with their self-image and self-confidence more than ever. This is amplified by the increasing pressure to show a digitally distorted version of ourselves, reinforcing the idea that beauty in real life, that our beauty in real life is not as good, not good enough or worthy of likes. And, you know, as if awareness isn't a big enough thing. I love that Dove has actually given teachers and adults, just all of us, a confidence kit. On their website, if just to help start that discussion, if you're like, great, what do I do now?
And you, and also, it's not just the discussion has repercussions. There's a little bit more data. Jess, I know you said this, and I just want to point it out.
Yeah.
If 68% of girls said that if images on social media were more representative of the way people really looked, then they wouldn't feel as judged about their appearance. So it's not just like you're doing this because it'll make it's just, we don't want this is where society to go. It also actually makes the young women feel better about themselves, not to be using. Yeah. Cause like, if I see Lizzo out there and she's unretouched, which she often does on her media, though every now and then she'll be like, I had to take out my nipple cause it was coming out the right side of the bra. But like, other than that, she doesn't do a ton of retouching, and it does make me feel really good about myself. Cause I'm like, okay, why do I need to, if someone I really respect and admire isn't? I love this.
If I saw more, like, I remember thinking when I was younger.
And you have a daughter now. Like, she's going to grow up with all these tools.
I'm like, there were so many things I thought that I couldn't wear when I was younger. Like, shorts that were, like, more than 3 inches above my knee. Or, like, I remember these bathing suits when I was younger. They were called belly busters, which is the funniest name. But, like, they were kind of tied at the sides, but your stomach stuck through. Do you know belly buster?
Well, my mom wouldn't let me wear one because she thought they were sexualizing young children.
Well, they probably
were. It's like
were.
A bikini, but tied on the sides.
Yes. I remember, I think I wore one. I wanted to wear one, but then somebody made fun of me because I was chubby. Aww. And said, like, you can't wear one. They're like, belly buster. And like, if I saw young kids that were like, had my shape wearing them, I would have been like, yeah, well, let me wear my damn belly buster. Like, I wanted to wear one. I thought they were so cool. But like, I love that Lizzo wears whatever she wants to wear.
Yeah.
Like, I love that Lake is growing up in a more, listen, I don't think it's perfect. That's why we have the freaking Dove Self-Esteem Project. But I love that it's a more, we're moving the needle more that way. But I mean, we are by no means in, like, we're not in like a safe harbor yet, you know?
I'm glad that people have recognized this as an issue though. It's time for Lake's hashtag selfie talk. Go get your confidence kit on the Dove website, Jess. Bring her over on the next episode. Sit her down. We're gonna have a chat.
She loves to look at herself, which is like a little worrying. We have to put a link to the commercial because it's very chilling. Yes. It's beautifully done.
I'll put that on the blog for everyone. Oh, great.
So good.
Movement.
Really powerful.
I'm into it. Thanks, Dove. Thanks, Lizzo.
That's the beauty news.
Ooh, thank you. That was a good, juicy one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Okay. I love when you do the news. I realize I get like very like dry and sciencey and negative, but you were bringing like all the feel good vibes with your beauty news. Thank you, Jen. and now back to Jen's droopy eyelid corner. Da, da, da. No, I am sorry. Droopy eyelids is a thing that affects so many people. Have you had issues with your eyelids at all, Jess?
Wait, well, do you remember after I got my eye surgery for like a month, my eyes like were really droopy?
I do, because I remember we did a desk side together with some beauty executive and they said you had lovely bedroom eyes. And Jess just like immediately was like, oh no, that's because I got eye surgery and my lids are all saggy now.
I got corrective eye surgery in 2015. I remember we were in the Hearst elevator and you were like, your eyelids, you said something like, I don't know if you said like, wake up. Or you said something.
I probably said something rude and then didn't realize you had like a medical condition. Well, anyway, I should say actually what I want to talk about, that's a really good segue because, so ptosis is what a droopy eyelid is. Some people are born with it. Some people, as they age, the muscles behind the eyelid get lax and that can cause it. But it's very often from post-surgical as well. Different kinds of surgeries.
That's what happened.
It's very normal. In fact, it has like a special subcategory of ptosis that's like post-surgical. I'm not going to get into the details of why that happens, but there's something called behind the eye called the Mueller muscle. Mm. And basically it's a smooth muscle and its job is just to sort of elevate the eyelid so that your field of vision is fuller. And so when that muscle is affected, your eyelids can become droopy. They can also become droopy, as we know, because the skin gets more lax with age.
Yes.
So as elastin and collagen and all that sort of breaks down, you can have a sagging, this isn't muscular, but a sagging of the skin that just sort of falls into the eye. However, if your Mueller muscle were stronger, it might be able to lift it up a bit. All this is to say there are many causes of ptosis. And if you have droopy eyelids, doesn't matter of your age, it's something you should talk to your medical provider about. Talk like with your general doctor who would probably refer you to an eyelid specialist, because here's the deal. Other than surgery, there are now some other fixes for this. So I should say this is, for a lot of people, this is a medical condition that requires surgery. My uncle was actually one of them. He actually had to stop driving for a while because he'd have to like hold his eyelids open to like keep his field of vision wide enough to be able to drive.
And was that because of age? Because he was getting older?
A little bit of both, yeah. And so there, it's like the eye muscles are so complicated, so you don't always know the cause. And this is why, before I tell you about these fixes, I want to say, like, talk to your medical provider. Mm-hmm. But the reason I wanted to talk about this is because there's actually a new prescription drug, eye drop, that can help with this. And it's interesting because Jess and I, you know, we're beauty journalists, but we both saw the marketing around this drug. And it's so interesting here in the United States how medical drugs are marketed to consumers directly. And they were treating it almost like, didn't you feel like it was like a beauty launch, like a beauty product?
Yeah, I was confused because I thought it was like almost like a Lumify kind of product at first.
Yeah, so Lumify is an eye drop. I believe it's over the counter though, that whitens your eyes. So this eye drop is called Upneek. It's oxymetazoline hydrochloride in a 1% solution. And what that is actually a vasoconstrictor. I don't know if there's like nurses, doctors, medical people out there, if it sounds familiar, this actually is also used in topical rosacea drugs.
Oh,
because
wow.
It, as a vasoconstrictor, meaning it constricts the blood vessel. And it's been used, I'm not sure if it still is, but for nasal decongestants, because it tightens up
right. All
of that stuff. Some of the over-the-counter eye drops work in a similar fashion by vasoconstricting. So what a vasoconstrictor does is it makes your eyes whiter. But in this case, this particular drug in the solution has been tested and approved by the FDA last July 2020, because it affects that Mueller muscle I was talking about. It stimulates it. It's very complicated how it does it, but it basically helps the muscle maintain the elevation of the upper eyelid. So if like that upper eyelid right now is on the first floor and you want to raise it up to the third floor kind of thing,
yeah,
this eye drop in as little as 5 minutes can give a lot of people a bigger field of vision by lifting their eyelid.
Oh my God. So have you seen like, I haven't, have you seen like a before, like a one left?
I have before and afters. I got them from the company. I will link to them on the blog. They are impressive. I know this is a medical condition and people are going to be using the eye drop because, you know, they look up from driving and they can't see the traffic light because it's above that lift of their eyelid.
Lord.
But from a purely cosmetic standpoint, it really does make your eyes look brighter and more awake. And I would say younger, and not that that's the positive, but that just is how it looks to me.
Dr. Sullivan, I have a question.
Yes, may I help you?
So what about like if this is a problem for you, but just like, you know, cosmetically, not because you can't see the traffic light. If you don't want to get these eye drops because it's not like a traffic light situation,
yeah.
Would you, and you have the money, would you just like get an eye lift?
An eye lift. So surgery? Is that what you're talking about?
Is this like why people get like an eye lift? Because like they don't want these droopy lids.
And also this eye drop cannot do what a blepharoscopy, I'm not going to say it right, but the cosmetic surgery that basically cuts out that extra skin.
The fat, or and the, one that, the like, fat in the brow type. Area.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to get surgical results from this eye drop. And they are temporary as well, I should point out. But it does do a little bit of lifting. And let's be honest, eye surgery is a big deal. So that's what it's for. I thought you were going to ask about off-label usage because immediately some doctors are talking about patients have been using this eye drop for special occasions. So say you don't have ptosis, but your lids are a little heavier than they were when you were younger. You could foreseeably, if a doctor approves of this and it's, you know, up to you and your doctor and check your medical history, it could give you a little bit of a brightened eye effect just for a night if you want to use it that way. Jess is not happy about that, are you?
Because it feels like unhappy. I am skeptical because when I hear special occasion and like
medical drug,
like what is a special?
They don't go together. Let me get some heels and my $105 a month supply of eye drops so I can look good at this party.
I just feel like I just don't trust a lot of people to use it like.
As a medical, well, it's the same reason that like a lot of drugs are used off label, you know, and as long as you and your doctor are talking about that, I'm not going to judge how people are using drugs. I will say that 100% do not buy this online if you see it sold online.
Absolutely not.
You
oh my God,
go
no.
Through a provider. And there are side effects. There's, you know, besides rebound redness and things like that, if you take particular antidepressants, it can affect the absorption of a certain type of antidepressant. It also can affect blood pressure. So if you have blood pressure issues, you're going to want to talk to your doctor. And this is not like, oh, hey, my girlfriend down the street has apnea because she has ptosis after her eye surgery. I'm going to borrow some for a date night, you know, with my wife or whatever it is. So, you know, like use your judgment.
It's like once you see, it's like I've never used this and I've never seen anyone use it. So I cannot speak with authority. But like if you look good and you like the way you look with these like eye drops, why would you not want to use them like tomorrow? You know, like,
well, so glad you said that as well, because I looked into all of the scholarly research on them. A lot of it's funded by the company and they haven't checked usage for more than 6 weeks at a time. Mm-hmm. So like, this isn't like, oh, from now on for the rest of my life, I'm going to put these eye drops in. It really isn't meant to be used or at least hasn't been tested in use for long term.
Right.
But I'm not saying that if it doesn't work for you and you have a little bit of sagging and you know, only when you have a Zoom meeting and you want to look more awake, you could use Upneek. So I wanted to, and also people who truly have had and have been suffering from this from childhood, this is often a genetic thing and maybe can't afford the surgery because that's expensive,
that's very expensive,
or their insurance isn't covering it because even though it is a medical condition, it's not like it's, you know, stopping them from doing their regular life. It's just a little bit annoying. This might be really helpful. So I feel like people should know about
it. Yeah, no, I think they should know about it. I just get nervous because I just know that people like, you know, with kind of very subjective terms like special occasion or like use as needed. And it's like, well, what if I feel like I need them every 2 hours? You know what I mean? Like I just get
especially well, of course people are going to abuse it. Like that's just.
Yeah, maybe it's because I know myself.
If a little works, let me pour this whole bottle in. Yeah. It'll be like I basically got a full-on facelift.
No, right, right. That. You have another treat though, right? You have another little
eye
treat.
I do. I'll link to all the drug information on that for you guys. And those pictures that Jess were talking about, I'll put them on the blog. But this also got me thinking around the same time that I was reading up on these eye drops, I was following Drew Barrymore on Instagram, such a delightful follow. And she had this eyeliner hack.
Mm-hmm.
So one of her eyes is smaller than the other, something I also have. And I don't know if it's ptosis. I haven't gone to a doctor, but I always feel like my one eye looks smaller. So her hack I'm going to share with you because I've been doing it and it freaking works. Basically, she lines the upper waterline, not like when we've given you this tip where you wiggle the eyeliner between your lashes just to darken the lash line. No, you sort of have to flip open your upper eyelid a little bit so you can expose the waterline, which is the white or brown or pink, depending on the color of your skin tone, beneath the eyelashes and line that line. She does it with a black waterproof eyeliner. She uses Flower Beauty Forever Wear Longwear Eyeliner. As you know, here at Fat Mascara, we like to say, sometimes we're in our chocolate brown years.
Yeah.
For me, the black is a little bit harsh and I'm a dark complexioned person and the black is a little harsh. So I like to do it with Revlon Color Stay Eyeliner in black brown, which is like a little bit chocolatier. The thing is you need a waxy eyeliner that is waterproof because this is going on the part of your eyelid that touches your eye. So it needs to be waterproof. It's the waterline. So she does that just on the eye that is a little bit smaller. It's the weirdest thing. It works. It makes the eye look more wide awake. And you would think, huh, I'm putting color to make it, wouldn't it make the eye look smaller because I'm putting color on the waterline? Wouldn't that close off my eye? I don't know why it is, but it doesn't work like when you put eyeliner on your upper eyelid. It actually does, it just tricks the eye of the viewer into thinking that eye has more real estate, if you will. It really works.
I know, I saw her do it and I was like, what is she doing? And I was like, oh my God. Yeah, it was a really—
It looks totally different. So cool. I've been doing it on, it's my left eye that always looks smaller to me. And normally I would put it on both eyes. So I was just putting it on the one eye and you just look better and you don't know why. So
that's cool.
If that's an issue for you and you're not ready to go to the doctor and try and see if you have ptosis and need Upneek eye drops and you're not ready for an eye lift, there's a little makeup hack for you.
Cool. That was a good segment. I liked it.
Cool. Thanks. Bye.
Now it's time to raise a wand. Take it away, Jacqueline.
Hi, ladies. My name is Jacqueline, and I want to raise a wand, an actual wand, for a mascara. It is the Lash Growth Mascara by Terry. This mascara has changed the mascara game for myself. I typically had used a Giorgio Armani Eyes to Kill or a Charlotte Tilbury. And I switched to this mascara because my eyelashes had seemed to be breaking off during the quarantine period last year. So I thought I needed a growth serum, but I wanted something that combined both growth and mascara. Because even at home by myself, I will wear mascara. It is just my go-to an island necessary product. So I read some reviews on the By Terry mascara, and it is, I have to say, one of the best mascaras I've ever used. It's so light. It gives volume. It gives depth. It washes off so, so easily. And I think that's my biggest reward from this mascara. I have had so many mascaras that are hard to get off and finding the right product to actually remove them and not hurt my eyes. So anyway, I want to raise a wand to this mascara. I could say so many great things about it, but I want to just raise the wand to them. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Jacqueline, I love that. If not for the just ease of putting two products together into one, genius, a mascara and a lash growth serum in one. Thank you for the recommendation.
Yeah, I love a time saver.
Totally. If you guys have a raise a wand suggestion you want to share with us, we want to hear it. Email us at info@fatmascara.com. You can send us a little voice memo. It'll sound so good. Or you can call us and leave a voicemail. Maybe I'll pick up the phone. You never know.
Wouldn't that be so funny?
I've got a lot of time on my hands these days. The phone number in the U.S. is 646. I'm not going to pick up the phone. Don't worry. 646-481-8182. All right. Time to raise a wand. I have not heard a raise a wand from you in a while, Jessica Matlin. What do you got?
Okay. I've got a raise a wand. I'm almost done with it. I've almost hit bottom of my Olaplex shampoo.
Oh,
I'm using
okay. Sleeper Hit from the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Olaplex shampoo has a wonderful citrusy smell. And, you know, I am really kind of like a complete psychopath about my collar lately, because I feel like I say this every time I talk about collar. It's a real pain to go and get it done. It's a time suck. It is, you know, a financial, you know, investment. So I really am all about preserving every last molecule. And I've been using it for the shampoo for the past couple months. I actually do think it's made my hair like shinier and more, just kept, locked the color in a little bit more.
Oh, that's good. And for redheads like you, that is like the ultimate goal, isn't it?
So yeah, I got to get the price for everyone. It is $28 for 8.5 ounces.
Well, we just learned on our event last week with Natasha Speth of Davinus that Jess and I have probably been using too much shampoo.
Oh my God. When she said a nickel, my mom actually said to me, she goes, your face was like...
Because I use way more than a nickel, and I have since been trying to... She's right. There's no reason for me to get enough lather to go all the way down the ends. A nickel on my scalp, and then it rinses through.
Yeah.
You guys, just trust us. You might not need as much shampoo.
Yeah,
as
I was using like a golf ball. It's crazy.
And if only for the environmental reasons of not wasting shampoo and having to buy another plastic bottle, I think that's great.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I have been trying to cheer myself up in all ways possible this spring. And you know what does that better than anything? A cheery nail polish color. Like, you know, you're typing away or something makes you sad, or you have a memory that brings up something sad. And then I just look down and I have these bright red-orange, happy Ooh. Nails. And I think there's something about a short, bright colored nail that's happy.
Oh, I like those.
You like this? Okay. Yeah. Well, this is Olive and June in Lava. I think it's one of their new spring colors.
That's pretty.
It reads as a red, so it looks like sophisticated when I want it to, but it's actually a bright orange, and but it's still very flattering, if that makes sense.
It's really nice. Like gimmicky. No, it's really summery and spring and pretty.
It has like a corally red to it. I saw that Essie had brought back out Clam Bake, which is one of their old colors that's like...
Classic.
Like it's that reddish orange. This one's a little bit more orangey than that. And I tried to show on Instagram because people were like, oh, Olive and June. P.S. They're a sponsor. I don't think they're sponsoring this week, but I should say that they're a sponsor. This is not sponsored. But people were like, how long do the polishes last? I am so tough on polishes. It's usually 2 days later, it'll chip. These Olive and June polishes really do last for me. I got 6.5 days and then I cleaned the house. And of course, I didn't put gloves on and got them in water and it chipped. But I've been having a lot of luck with their polishes. And this color Lava is just rich and fun and bright. And you will look down at your hands and get a little smile.
Also makes like your whatever like outfit you're wearing, it kind of makes it more of like an outfit.
You know what I mean? I'm just wearing a little sweatshirt, but look how
that's cute. It goes with the flowers in your sweatshirt. It's
yeah.
Nice.
So that's my Razor Wand. Oh, it was so fun hanging out with you guys again.
This was nice. I missed you. All right. Thank you to everyone who came to the Davinus party. Hope we can do more fun stuff like that. That was a really nice time.
It was. Get your beauty sleep, everyone.
Get your
we'll
beauty
see you on
sleep.
Thursday.
See ya.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.